it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, not all of us are here, but those that are thrilled. Good day, America. Welcome to a Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the discussion, dial me up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. In 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. Big show on tap. The focus, of course, is going to be the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. The bracket is set. We're going to talk to a couple of coaches about the chances of his team, of their teams, moving through the NCAA tournament. We'll break down the bracket. I'll give you my thoughts on what the committee got right, what the committee got wrong, and everything else. But right out of the box, to tip things off, at 10 after hour number one, 8:10 a.m. Eastern time, John Brannan from Northern Kentucky. He's their head basketball coach. We'll talk about the Norse and their first appearance in the Big Dance. And then at 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, Steve Forbes, the head man at East Tennessee State, joins us, and we'll talk about their chances against the University of Florida, their style of play, and everything else. So we've got a pair of coaches who have punched their ticket to the Big Dance, and we'll talk about their chances. They're considered sizable underdogs, but many a times some surprises have happened, and many a team just like this has worn Cinderella's glass slippers. So we'll dive into it first with John Brennan. Right out of the box at 10 after hour number one, 8:10 a.m. Eastern time. And at 10 after hour number two, 9:10 a.m. Eastern time, Steve Forbes from East Tennessee State. In between all of that, of course, the focus is going to be on the brackets, the one seeds, the teams that were misseeded too high, the teams that were misseeded too low, the bubble, and everything else. So it's going to be a jam-packed edition of the attack here on Sports Byline. But when we come back, John Brannan, the head man for the Northern Kentucky Norse, joins us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You're checking me out on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll tip it off right after this very short timeout.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping plus a complimentary easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we tip off the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline, and we're talking NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. Referencing John Brennan as we speak. He's the head basketball coach of the Northern Kentucky Norse, and we'll talk about their 2-15 matchup against the Kentucky Wildcats in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament and talk about the great story that the Norse is and them punching their ticket to the South region and to the NCAA Tournament in their first year of eligibility. If you want to join the discussion, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Keep it to 140 characters or less, gang, at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. And I guess until we connect with John, we should probably talk about some of my observations from this bracket. And I've got to say, all in all, I think the committee did an exceptional job here. Again, an exceptional job by the committee overall. When you look at the balance of these brackets, you know, they're getting better and better at this every year. And I know this committee is often criticized, and there's some obvious misseedings and in our minds, some obvious misuse of some of the measurables and metrics. But when you look at the overall body of work and what the committee did here, usually in the past, there were always two brackets that were real strong and two brackets that were notably weaker, or three brackets that were very even and one that was notably weaker. This year, I really got to say, all four brackets are very, very even. If you asked me to pick out the weakest bracket, I'd have to say the West, because I'm not enamored with Vanderbilt as a 9 seed. I'm not enamored in any way with Florida State as a 3 seed. But then you look, a red-hot Arizona in there as a 2 seed. In the West behind Gonzaga. Notre Dame as an incredibly, you know, as an incredibly dangerous team taking on Princeton as a 5 seed. You know, I guess nobody's crazy about Maryland as a 6 either. And there's a couple of teams in that West bracket that I think were overseeded. And I guess that's why of the four brackets, I would say that one's the weakest. But for Gonzaga, it's certainly not a bracket without its pitfalls. Notre Dame, West Virginia, you know, some of these lower seeds like St. Mary's and VCU, a very good Arizona team that's now healthy and has all its resources as a 2 seed. So again, all in all, just an incredibly even bracket from top to bottom by the committee. And that's not something they're usually able to accomplish. So I'm incredibly impressed from that standpoint by what the committee was able to accomplish, that very, very balanced bracket. You know, and again, as I said, they're doing a better and better and better job of putting all the right teams, seeding them the right way, and balancing the bracket so that one team doesn't have a particularly easy road to a championship. And they did just that here. I guess some observations, some other observations. Let's talk about the bubble a little bit. It was the easiest bubble that the committee had to deal with in a long, long time. Because in my mind, there were literally no more than, maybe there was no bids or at the most one bid stolen in this entire tournament. Because none of the mid-major teams that won their regular season crowns and lost their conference championships presented any case for at-large selection. So none of the mid-major conferences stole bids anywhere. The power conferences, they didn't steal any bids. There was no true Cinderella team that went all the way through that wasn't going to get into this tournament that won their conference tournament and stole a bid. The closest Cinderella story was the great work by the Michigan Wolverines, but barring a very, very early ouster from the NCAA tournament, I thought they were assured a spot as well. So when you look at it, the committee's job became very easy. There was no mid-major that won their regular season and won their league's regular season crown that got knocked out in their conference tournament that could make any case for being on the bubble and being included in this tournament. So the mid-majors stole no bids. The power conferences, as we said, stole no bids. So the committee had this great situation where all the bids were out there. They had the full complement of at-large bids to give to the very best teams in America that hadn't punched their ticket with automatic qualifiers. And with that said, I guess the closest thing to a stolen bid, and I don't even think that's the case, was Rhode Island winning the A-10. But as an 11 seed who didn't have to play in the first four, I'm wondering if they had lost in a close final, would they have actually gotten an at-large bid? And I think they probably would have. So I'll say that no bids were stolen, and at most one at-large bid was stolen, and it was stolen by A-10 champion Rhode Island, and it's a borderline case. But beyond that, the committee was in the fortunate position to have the opportunity to give out the full complement of at-large bids. And with none of the mid-majors outside of an Illinois state making any kind of case for even being on the bubble and having a chance for inclusion in this tournament, the committee's job got easy as far as, you know, dissecting the bubble. You know, you went very, very deep into all these power conferences. You know, 7 out of 10 Big East teams go. The ACC sends a ton of teams. The SEC sends 4. The Pac-12 sends 5. The Big Ten sends a host of teams. So all your power conferences, your Big Six in conference in college basketball, sent a host of teams and really didn't leave anybody out. The A-10 sends 3. The AAC sends 2. The West Coast Conference sends 2. And then after that, it's all one bid. So it was a very, very easy bubble for the committee to deal with. And I thought they handled it perfectly. The last, you know, those first four teams or the out of the tournament, Syracuse, Illinois State, Cal, and Iowa. Again, Syracuse. And I understand their case. Playing in an ACC, having an above 500 conference record, having some of the wins that they had this season makes a great case for inclusion. But the realities are 2 wins away from the Carrier Dome the entire season and some terrible losses. Syracuse put themselves in the position to be on the bubble. Last year with a similar resume, they got in and made that magical run to the Final Four. This year, they left it up to the committee again. They may, you know, basically they took away all their margin for error, and this year they're on the outside looking in. Again, could you make a case that they should be in at the expense of USC? You absolutely can. But I don't think anybody has a problem with Syracuse not being included in the big dance. Illinois State, again, the 27 wins, they really did have a very good year, but they were just destroyed by the fact that the Missouri Valley was so weak. You know, you don't have any wins against top competition other than one win against Wichita State. And that's just not enough. I understand it's hard for these teams to schedule people, but you don't play anybody and you don't beat anybody. It's hard to get in. So I have no problem with all Illinois State being on the outside looking in. Cal and Iowa, the same thing. You know, you could make a case for Cal, and you can make a case for Syracuse, and maybe you make a case for either one of them at the expense of USC. Because to me, that's the team that would be most logical to take out and replace with one of Syracuse or Cal. But all in all, no real problems with the bubble. I thought the committee did an excellent job of handling it. Up next, your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll get into some of the misseedings as far as what the committee did next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We continue with the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. Join the discussion at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Keep it to 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And thus far, the focus of the discussion has been the good job that the committee did in handling the bubble. And I'm not going to say it wasn't an easy one this year. This wasn't a difficult bubble, one of the easiest bubbles the committee had in years to deal with. But let's give the committee credit. They got the right 68 teams in there. And in my mind, very little argument with who's on the outside and who's been included. And again, as I said, your biggest arguments maybe are Syracuse and or Illinois State at the expense of USC. Beyond that, I see no argument for anybody that was included and anybody that was excluded. And in my mind, Syracuse, despite some of their good wins, didn't do enough with their only two wins away from the Carrier Dome the entire year and some of their terrible losses. Illinois State, they just flat out didn't play anybody. So for me, the right 68 teams are in this field. And as I said, the job of the committee was real easy because at most one bid was stolen, and that was by Rhode Island. I can make a case that no bids were stolen. So the committee had a full complement of at-large bigs to work with, and they did a tremendous job there. Also, we talked about the balance of the brackets. All four of them are relatively equal. I would say outside of the West, the Midwest, the South, and the East are all extremely equal. The West has a couple of overseeded teams that maybe makes that one the easiest, but there's some heavy-duty competition for Gonzaga even in that West bracket. So I think they did a tremendous job there as well. Where I will take them to school is on some seeding issues. And again, relatively minor when you look at taking 68 teams and some of the other things that the committee has to deal with as far as the geography stuff and everything else and, you know, teams from the same conference not playing each other too early. It kind of messes with what they'd like to do sometimes. That said, I had maybe about a half a dozen major issues here with the committee. And in the big picture of things, they're really not major. And you could make a case really going in the other direction. And I don't find that, you know, and unlike in years past, I don't find this with these, you know, the large laundry list of questions and or complaints about what the committee did. I think all in all, they did a very, very, very credible job. And, you know, when you look, North Carolina is a number one seed over Duke. I'm not buying. I would have flip-flopped those two and had Carolina under Villanova as the two seed. And I know I'm in the minority there. I do know. You could also make the case maybe that Duke gets the number one, but who else do they get it at the expense of? They're not going to get it at the expense of Kansas. They're not getting it at the expense of Villanova, and they shouldn't get it at the expense of Gonzaga. But I would make a case they could get it at the expense of North Carolina. And I understand North Carolina won the ACC regular season crown, and they were more consistent this year. But when you look at total resumes, Duke's red hot right now. They've overcome a lot. Injuries to their team. Injury to Coach K that had him on the off the sidelines for a while. Figuring out the rotation with the young guys. Well, now that they've figured out who plays where, they have everybody healthy and Coach K back on the sidelines, this team is surging. They won the ACC tournament championship. They have more top 50 wins than any team in America. They only have one more loss and the same number of wins as North Carolina. And I understand they were fifth in the conference this year. And that was because of some of the inconsistency and some of the issues they were dealing with earlier in the year. So for me, their total body of work eclipses North Carolina, who I know many people favor in this tournament to win the whole thing. I'm just not seeing it. I understand when Joel Berry's on the floor, they're a completely different basketball team. But I've really, and you know, usually I'm not a lover of Duke teams, and I usually pick them to make fairly early ousters, to be ousted fairly early in the tournament. But this year, there's something different. Coach K has this team humming at the right time. They are, as always, a very talented Duke team. But they're clicking on all cylinders, and they're playing their best ball of the year when it matters the most. So in my mind, they were worthy of the number one over North Carolina. I know I'm in the minority and it's not a major case against the committee, but that was one that I saw. A couple of others, and a lot of it revolves around the Big Ten. How is Minnesota 5 seed? That's way too high a seed. Michigan's a 7 seed, and Wisconsin's an 8 seed. Wisconsin seeded way, 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 way too low. You want to talk about a miscarriage of justice. Wisconsin earned a lot better lot than having to play Virginia Tech in an 8-9 game and then in the second round of the tournament having to take on Villanova. They deserve better. And, you know, when you look, I understand some of the RPI numbers and strength of schedule numbers favored Minnesota over Wisconsin. But when you look, Wisconsin swept this regular season series. Wisconsin went to the Big Ten tournament final, only to lose to Michigan, while Minnesota got knocked out earlier. I don't see how Minnesota is seeded three spots ahead of Wisconsin, and I also don't see how Wisconsin's an eight seed. In my mind, both Minnesota and Wisconsin are probably more worthy of six seeds in this tournament, and you could even make a case that Michigan should also be a six seed. So I really think they misseeded a bunch of Big Ten teams, most notably Wisconsin and Minnesota. And how on earth, you know, with the KenPom measurables, the RPI measurables, and everything else, do you take a team that's top 15, top 20 in the country in everything from the polls to KenPom to RPI and everything else, and make them a double-digit seed? Wichita State is seeded way, way too low. And I do understand that the Valley is down. But Wichita State did schedule tough non-conference foes. They didn't beat any of them, but they went out and scheduled them. And then they dominated their league. You know, are they maybe as good as their measurables would say? No, I don't think they are this year. But they are not a 10 seed. And it screws up the entire bracket when you take a quality Wichita State team and you make them the 10 seed. You know, now you're dating, you're Archie Miller's dating Flyers. You're the 7 seed. And you're going to come into the game as an underdog. And you may not have a chance to advance. I just think it's such a miscarriage of justice year after year to underseed Wichita State and not give this mid-major power the respect that you give Gonzaga, who's also a mid-major power, who I guess in the past dealt with the very same thing. But I think the misseeding of Wichita State is definitely a major issue and a major miscarriage of justice. And they've got to start to look at how they handle teams like Wichita State. And, you know, we've had this discussion before on the show. I think what's going on with State and the fact that they're dominating an ever-diminishing Missouri Valley Conference, it may well make them leave the Valley and head to the AAC, which could use the influx. If all of a sudden the AAC has SMU, Cincinnati, Wichita State, UConn turns it around, Houston was pretty decent, now you got yourself a conference. And it was and the AAC is another conference that didn't get a ton of love. Cincinnati maybe didn't get the seed that it should have. SMU maybe didn't get the seed that it should have. Because that conference wasn't deep this year. You had a Wichita State, you get a resurgence from UConn and have them vault back to where they belong in the national title picture. And all of a sudden, the AAC's not bad. Wichita State leaving the Valley. You want to talk about turning the Missouri Valley into just another conference, it would do just that. And it's a conference with a rich and storied history. And recently with the likes of Southern Illinois and Missouri State and Bradley and others, they did a great job of getting multiple teams in the tournament and having multiple teams on the bubble just missing. It was a deep and balanced conference. It is now Wichita State and little else. And as a result, they get underseeded. So that may cause them to leave the conference. But again, that was a huge miscarriage of justice for me. Wichita State as a number 10 seed. So those were really a couple of areas where they missed the mark. There are a couple of more And as we move along and into the next segment, we'll get to some of those. But as I said, all in all, you know, these are very small qualms with the committee and the big picture of things. You know, when you think about it, kind of to sum that up, and then in the next segment, we'll kind of tie this all together and get to some of the maybe final misgivings I had and observations and issues I had with what the committee did, and then get to some possible double-digit upsets and some other things. But I think all in all, committee did a brilliant job. Evenly matched, balanced brackets. The right teams are in. The right teams are out. Generally, most of the seeding is right. An exceptional job that's going to set up for some very, very exciting college basketball. But up next, again, your calls, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529, on Twitter at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. I'll give you the last of my observations before we move on to some very compelling matchups in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament right after this.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. Join the discussion at 1-800-878-PLAY. Again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At JoeSpano56 at Sports Byline USA. Got some good news. John Brennan, the head basketball coach of the Northern Kentucky Norse, is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes, probably at a quarter to the hour, give or take a couple of minutes there. And we'll talk about the Norse and their journey to the big dance from Division II and, you know, who they are and what kind of trouble they can give in-state rival and big brother, as it were, the Kentucky Wildcats. That'll be coming up in just a few minutes. But to kind of finish up where I was with the committee and some of the issues I had with seating in some spots. We talked about Wichita State too low. Vanderbilt way too high. Again, I got no problem with them being included, but shouldn't they have been one of those teams in that first four in one of those play-in games? I understand I got some great wins, notably three over Florida and some others. But you lost 15 games. That's not a single-digit seed. 15 losses. So, again, that's why in many ways I found the West region to be the weakest of the four. You've got a bunch of these overseeded teams, Vanderbilt, Florida State, who I don't think is a three seed by any stretch of the imagination, Maryland, you know, and a couple of teams that have really struggled in spots. So while I don't think it's significantly weaker than the rest, I do think it's the weakest of the four regions. So beyond that, though, all in all, committee did an exceptional job, and it's setting up for an exceptional 3 weeks of basketball. You know, March Madness will be great again. It's going to be dominated by power conference teams, and I don't think there's very many mid-majors that can wear Cinderella's glass slipper and make it to the second weekend. There are a couple, however. Obviously, Middle Tennessee State. You know, Kermit Davis's group's been down this road before. They've got players on that team that could start for any team in America. They have experience with a run in this tournament. And in Kermit Davis, they bring a team that can shoot from distance and plays incredibly tough defense. And I love their draw in the South. You know, I think they can knock off Richard Pitino's Minnesota Golden Gophers. And I think they can knock off the winner of Butler and Winthrop, and I think they could find themselves in the Sweet 16. So that one wouldn't shock me. Another magical run for Kermit Davis and his Middle Tennessee State Blue Raiders. Florida Gulf Coast is another one. FGCU, Dunk City. They take on in-state rival Florida State out west. Leonard Hamilton, great recruiter, lousy game day coach. And I really, really don't like State's chances. Florida Gulf Coast is as athletic as Florida State. So there's another team. And then look at who they run into, the winner of Xavier and Maryland. Both of those teams, Xavier barely making it in the tournament. Maryland, I think, is a little bit high-seeded as a six. So Florida Gulf Coast, another team amongst those mid-majors that could find themselves in the second weekend. East Tennessee State as well could certainly spring an upset. You know, when you look at their matchup with Florida as a 4-13 in the East, Florida losing their size. So East Tennessee State's run-and-gun offense. They don't have to contend with Florida's size. Florida doesn't now have any either. And Steve Forbes' group can flat-out pick them up and put them down. And Virginia, with their inability to score in an offensive-driven sport, they could get knocked off by Wilmington. So I would definitely think there's a chance for an East Tennessee State or a UNC Wilmington to end up in the second weekend as well. And then I guess there's Rhode Island. You know, I understand they're a double-digit seed, but man, they play tough defense. They play tough defense. They're getting healthier and better at the right time. They draw a Creighton team that is still adjusting. They then follow that up. They would probably get an Oregon team that's without Boucher, that's dealing with injury. So there's another team. And I don't consider Rhode Island a mid-major, but they are a double-digit seed. And, of course, Wichita State, with their draw, being underseeded as a 10 seed. You know, those are some of the teams. It's a small and select list. And I don't know how many of them are actually going to come through, but those are teams that when I look at this bracket pop into my mind as double-digit seeds that could make it to the second weekend. And then obviously, as we move through the second weekend, the Power Conference teams will take over and they will rule the roost and dominate. And by the time we get through the Elite Eight and into the Final Four, it's going to be four Power Conference teams standing. What we won't see is everybody's brackets being destroyed. It's not going to be a lot of mid-major upsets. You know, could a Winthrop pull an upset also? Sure. But beyond that, I don't see a lot. I don't see a lot of mid-major love here as far as the wealth of upsets and being the smart guy who picks a whole bunch of these. I think the power conference is in the chalk in many ways outside of the handful of exceptions that I outlined and detailed for you. I think really that's going to rule the roost here. And I think it's going to be the order of the day. It's going to be a power conference driven NCAA men's college basketball tournament. I think it's going to be great. But I think the one thing that we're going to be missing outside of a couple of stories that we had in the past was, you know, in the first 2 days, those array of upsets and Cinderella glass slipper stories and these teams that you didn't know about, the Stephen F. Austins, the Middle Tennessee States, the Florida Gulf Coast from years past. And if you notice, some of the teams I'm mentioning that might have a chance to be some of the few that do make that noise are names we know. Middle Tennessee State, Florida Gulf Coast, and some others. But I don't think there's as many of those opportunities as there have been in years past. And I was always a guy who would try my best when filling out my bracket to find as many of these as I can. I think this is the year where that group of upsets is a very, very select group of upsets. And I think that's the realities this year. Doesn't take anything away from the tournament, but it is what it is. So all in all, a great job by the committee. But let's go out to our guest line and bring in. He's the head basketball coach of the Northern Kentucky Norse. He's John Brennan. John, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. It's great to talk to you this morning.
Hey, Joe. Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, my pleasure. You know, you jumped on this journey in the middle of it, but the Northern Kentucky Norse journey from Division II to Division I, talk about that a little bit and how unusual it is for a team to make it to the NCAA tournament the first year they're eligible.
No, you know what? It's only happened twice since 1970, so it gives you an idea of perspective. You know, it's difficult. When you're in transition from Division II to Division I, A, it affects recruiting because most of the kids you recruit can't get to the Division I tournament when you first start. So I took over a program. My first recruiting class was the first recruiting class that we could tell that was going to go to the NCAA tournament. And that first recruiting class is going to the NCAA tournament in their first year. So I think it's a great story. It's something that's extremely unusual and extremely difficult to do. We had great kids with tremendous chemistry and buy-in, and we've been playing our best basketball of late. We've won 12 of 14, six in a row. So it's a great story for the NCAA tournament to be told.
You know, you mentioned that. You mentioned getting really, really hot down the stretch. Talk about how this team came together and started playing some of its best basketball at the right time of year and ends up winning the Horizon League Conference Tournament to advance to its first NCAA tournament.
Well, we were up at UIC playing our USC Valpo trip in the Horizon League. And we were playing well. I mean, we weren't playing poorly, but we weren't playing our best, and I felt like we hadn't really turned the corner yet in our season. It was about mid-January, late January. And we talked about playing with a clear mind, and we talked about how, as a student-athlete, sometimes we can allow the clutter of things outside of basketball or our own circumstance within basketball, and we're not playing as much, not doing as well. You got to free yourself up. And if you play with a clear mind and play for your teammates, it allows you to be your best. Our guys bought into that, and we kind of had a little thing that we did each and every day. We talked about it each and every day and how we were going to commit to each other for 4.5 weeks, and we went on a roll. And it speaks volumes to the young men we have in our program. So it was a message that got through, and those guys ran with it.
You know, Coach, you take on Kentucky in the first round of the NCAA tournament as a 15 seed. How do you make sure that your guys aren't just happy to be there as this is their first trip to the big dance and their opponent is there every year and has huge expectations? How do you avoid your young men from saying, okay, we're here, we made it here, let's just enjoy it and make sure they keep that laser-like focus so that they have a chance to win this game and move forward?
No, it's a great question. You know, we've got to do a good job as a coaching staff of making sure they understand how we have to compete against them, put a game plan in. but also let them know that 15-2 seeds, you know, have been beat before. So you should have been a 14 seed. We were 80 points on the RPI better than two of the other 14 seeds that were picked ahead of us. But the committee likes to make matchups that are fun for people to watch. So we have two Kentucky teams are playing against each other. So I think there's a little bit of feeling that, you know, we got a seed that we didn't deserve. So I think the guys will be ready, and they'll probably give them a little bit more focus.
Let's talk about who you are as a basketball team. You shoot the three very well, as typical of mid-major type programs. You don't have a ton of size. You do a great job of shooting the three. And you even have the one big guy you have, your center, Drew McDonald, is certainly a guy that can pull the opposition center out on the perimeter, as he's a very, very good three-point shooter. So talk about who you are and what people can expect to see when they see Northern Kentucky play.
I think we're a fun team. You know, obviously, we're a team that really shares the ball. We space the floor really well. Multiple guys. We're extremely balanced. You know, at any point in the season, we've had five guys in double figures during conference play. So different guys step up at different nights, which kind of makes us a fun team to coach and watch. Defensively, we'll extend the floor. You know, we're aggressive defensively. Despite our size, we're a top 50 rebounding team in the country. So it's a team that, you know, obviously there's deficiencies, but I think overall, if you're someone watching the game and you enjoy the game of basketball, you'll come away thinking, oh, they're fun to watch.
Now, you talked about your lack of size, but the fact that you are a very, very good rebounding team. In Kentucky, you take on a team that's not necessarily huge, but certainly has more size than you. What do you do on the defensive end to counteract that size and keep yourselves from getting dominated inside on the interior?
Yeah, I mean, that'll be the challenge, you know, without giving you the game plan for the week. You know, the biggest thing is you got to get back whenever you play Kentucky, you got to get back in transition, and you got to rebound the basketball. I was in the SEC for 6 years and played against them a lot. You always got to get back in transition, and you got to rebound the ball. And, you know, the size will be a factor inside, so we'll have to have some different options to go to when those problems arise.
And I guess sometimes, because we always talk about the mid-major teams and the ones that don't have as much size, and we talk about their lack of size being a disadvantage. Well, in some cases it can be, but I guess as a coaching staff, John, your big challenge is to take what can be a disadvantage and turn it into an advantage. If you go look at what they do in the NBA, it's all about going smaller and causing mismatches on the offensive end. Is that something you guys are going to make a concerted effort to do?
Well, that's who we are. I mean, it's kind of what we do. The issue you have with Kentucky is they're so athletic at every position. They can switch screens and they can do some different things. So, you know, I'm not going to give all our game plan away. We're still developing it. But, when I was a high major, I was at Alabama. You're always concerned with mid-majors that can shoot the ball and spread you out, particularly bigs that can shoot the ball, because it spreads out your bigs.
Real quick, John, before we let you go, because I think you've really addressed everything from who you are, how you're going to deal with Kentucky without giving away the game plan, the journey from Division II to Division I. I guess the final question, looking ahead, how do you guys maintain what you've built here at Northern Kentucky so that you can become one of these perennial mid-major powers that make frequent trips to the NCAA tournament?
Awesome question. You know what? We got to build our resources. We got to take this, and we got to capture all the attention, and we got to put it in our men's basketball program and continue to push the envelope in terms of that. We got to be consistent in recruiting, because that's where it always starts and ends. And then the buy-in that we got this year, we're one of the youngest teams in the country. We have to be able to come back and sustain the culture that's been established and be ready to take the next step. Now, that requires not just the head coach. That requires every administrator, every assistant coach, every trainer, every strength coach, everybody going in lockstep in order to make this happen. And that's the culture we're building, but that's the message that everybody will receive here as the season ends.
John, thanks so much for a few minutes. Really do appreciate it. Wish you the best of luck against Big Brother, as many would like to call it, the Kentucky Wildcats, and keep this thing going. We look forward to talking to you again as soon as next year when you guys are back in the big dance.
That'd be great. Anytime. Thanks so much for your time.
You got it. Thank you. Bye-bye now. John Brennan, the head basketball coach of the Northern Kentucky Norse, the winners of the Horizon League Championship, and they're a number 15 seed in the NCAA tournament, and they take on the number 2 seed Kentucky, and that one's a South regional matchup. We'll step out, we'll take a quick break, and we will tie a bow around hour number one. Next here on The Attack, I'm Joe Spano. Keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
Well, Robert, this is what we'd call one of those hello and goodbye segments. We come back, we take an opportunity to tie a bow around hour number one, where I gave you all my thoughts on everything the committee did right and the few little missteps that they took as well. We talked to John Brannon from Northern Kentucky. And in hour two, we're going to talk to Steve Forbes from East Tennessee State and do a whole lot more college hoops. We'll step aside now, and then we'll be back with hour two of The Attack here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Well, I believe we can get 51 votes out of the Senate.
House Speaker Paul Ryan expressing confidence that a Republican-backed health care overhaul will clear the U.S. Senate. Ryan telling CBS's Face the Nation, failure of the House GOP to act would result in losses at the polls next year.
Negotiations and compromises occur when you're writing law, and what we're seeing and hearing is just that.
Meanwhile, former Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, who implemented and championed Obamacare, appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. She says she's unclear what the GOP goal is with this bill.
We were pretty clear in the Obama administration about what the goal was. Ensure everybody, get everybody into the health system.
Back on the Republican side, Senator Rand Paul slammed the bill in an appearance on Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-346-8194. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-346-8194. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-346-8194. 800-346-8194.
Today is a deadline for the Justice Department to produce evidence showing that Trump Tower was wiretapped during the 2016 presidential campaign. Ranking lawmakers on the House Intelligence Committee have given the department until today to turn over that evidence after President Trump accused former President Obama on Twitter that his offices had been tapped. However, Trump has not provided any proof. A California man is due in federal court today on charges of climbing over the White House fence on Friday, a judge ordering 26-year-old Jonathan Tran held without bond after he was arrested late Friday night on the south lawn of the White House. The Secret Service took Tran after he insisted he was a friend of President Trump's. Records show that he was carrying a backpack, a computer, and two cans of mace at the time. Spring is supposed to start in a week, but the Northeast bracing for a major winter storm today. New York City could see 18 inches of snow. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Radio Shack will start closing almost 200 stores this week after its second bankruptcy filing in 2 years. Another 365 stores will close later or will be transferred to Sprint. The two companies have been operating co-branded stores in what turned out to be an unsuccessful attempt to revive the ailing consumer electronics chain. Former Vice President Joe Biden is challenging tech innovators to use their talents to fight cancer. He told an audience at the South by Southwest conference in Austin, Texas over the weekend that cancer, quote, is the only bipartisan thing left in America, Biden losing his 46-year-old son, Beau, to brain cancer in 2015. The field of 68 teams for the NCAA tournament is set as the first four action gets going tomorrow in Dayton, Ohio. These four play-in games lower the number of the teams from 68 to then the bracket-friendly 64. Kansas State meets Wake Forest. Mount St. Mary's battles New Orleans to open the tournament tomorrow. Then Providence and Southern California clash on Wednesday, as do North Carolina and UC Davis. So this weekend we lost an hour with the start of daylight saving time, but in Michigan, a state lawmaker wants to take that state out of daylight saving time.
I understand during war times they thought that this would change and save us all a bunch of energy and save us money, and it actually didn't.
That's State Representative Peter Lucido, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to Hour 2 of a Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. Join the discussion at 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. In 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Huge Hour 2 of the attack. We've talked all things college basketball, specifically the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, Hour number 1. For much of Hour number 2, we're going to do more of the same. As right out of the box, 10 after Hour number 2, 9:10 a.m. Eastern Time. Steve Forbes, the head basketball coach of East Tennessee State, will join us, and we'll talk about their chances as a 13 seed to topple number 4 seed Florida out of the East and perhaps wear Cinderella's glass slipper right into the second weekend of the NCAA tournament, perhaps beyond. So that's a 10 after hour number 2. Then we'll kind of tie all together all the college basketball stories as far as March Madness, then move on to some of the latest NFL news before we call it a day on this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And for those of you that like to take Sports Byline on the go with you, there's so many ways to do it via your devices, be it a tablet, be it a smartphone, be it a smartwatch, or whatever. There's our award-winning website, sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio. They're all downloadable to any device. They all have lots of on-demand content and all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. But of course, we like to give some love and recognition to the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack. And we thank every one of those service people for their service to the greatest country in the world, the good old U.S. of A. Up next, Steve Forbes, head basketball coach of East Tennessee State, joins us next, and we'll talk about their chances and their matchup against the Florida Gators in the first round of the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we tip off hour two of the Spano and Black Attack in grand fashion as we bring on the head basketball coach of East Tennessee State, the Buccaneers. He's Steve Forbes, and he joins us here on the Attack. Coach Forbes, welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. It's really great to talk to you this morning.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
It's our pleasure, man. You know, I look at this matchup. You guys are a 13 seed out of the East region to take on the number 4 seed Florida in your first round matchup. And I think this is a pretty darn good matchup for you guys from the standpoint of you're not a particularly big team, and that's typical for mid-major teams. But if there's one thing you guys can do, you can pick it up, put it down, play with pace, space the floor, and shoot the three. And when you look at Florida, by power conference standards, they're not a particularly big team either. And I actually think you guys are far more efficient offensively than they are. So talk about this matchup from your perspective a little bit.
Well, you're right. I mean, looking at it on paper, you know, sometimes when you run into these big BCS team in the first round, you know, they're huge. They got, you know, big five, big four, big three. But, you know, Florida's team is a lot like ours. They're very quick and athletic. You know, they have really good guards and wings. They're fast and athletic. They can score it. You know, they take care of the ball. They can take it away from you, kind of like what we do. And they're just tough-minded. And so, you know, when you look at first-round matchups, you know, it's probably a good matchup for us. I look at a team like Purdue, you know, like it would have Swanigan and Haas in there. Those guys are, you know, monsters. I wouldn't really necessarily want to have to guard those guys first round. So we do like our matchup. We know it'll be a tough game, but, you know, we've had a lot of experience in the past playing Florida, you know, when I was at Tennessee. So we'll have a good feel, you know, for what they're about.
And, you know, you've played some power conference teams this year in your non-conference slate. You went to Dayton and hung tough with the Flyers, losing 75-61. You gave University of Tennessee in your building all you wanted, all they wanted and more, falling 72-68. So playing the big boys is not something that your guys are not used to.
Well, that's true. You know, we went on the road and we beat Mississippi State at Mississippi State this year. Last year we won at Georgia Tech. So we've been on the road and won these type of games. The Dayton game was probably a game, score-wise, that looked a little closer than maybe it was. I thought they played really well, kind of handled us. Now, we had a great game with Wilmington early in the year, and both of us play a lot alike. And so So we have been tested. And, you know, we went to South Dakota during Thanksgiving, and we beat South Dakota State. We beat Irvine. We beat Milwaukee on neutral courts. So we've been away from our building and won. We've always played a tough schedule here because our league is really good. Our league was really, really good this year. And so I thought it really prepared us to play these type of games.
And talk about that a little bit. The league you played in is a strong mid-major league, the Southern Conference, and has made noise in this tournament in the past. The work you've done both on the road and at home in your non-conference slate against some pretty strong competition. Talk about how that gets you guys set and ready for the NCAA tournament.
Well, you know, our league was really good. We went 14-4 in the league and tied with two other teams. You know, UNC Greensboro had a really good team, and Furman had a really good team. You know, Chattanooga was picked to win the league and won it last year, went to the NCAA tournament, had everybody back. You know, you always got to count on Wofford, Mike Young and Mercer with Bob Hoffman. Scott Padgett has done a really nice job at Sanford. So it was a battle all year long. And, you know, we ended up with the 3 seed. Going into the tournament and ended up, you know, beating Greensboro in the finals. You know, our team is veteran. You know, we have some older guys. Our best player is T.J. Cromer. Guys, he scored 41 points in the semifinals against Sanford, hit 9 threes. He was the first player to go for 40-plus in the SoCon tournament since Steph Curry. He's probably one of those guys that a lot of people around the country don't know a lot about, but I'm just telling you, he can really score the ball. You know, inside, we're not small. You know, I got Hunter Mosquera-Perea. He was a starting center in Indiana. Actually, the last time he played in the NCAA tournament, I was at Wichita and we beat him. And he was their starting center. So he's got NCAA tournament experience. Tevin Glass, 6'8", is my foreman. He played for me at Northwest Florida, then played for me at Wichita. He's been battle-tested. I talked about TJ. We have a 6'4 point guard, Asante Bradford, that is very big and athletic. He was an all-league player. And then A.J. Merriweather, who's probably one of the best defensive players in our league. So we do have pretty decent size on the wings and inside and some depth. These guys have been tested, like you said, all year long with a tough schedule. We never lost 2 in a row, which I think is a testament to the type of team that we have.
Steve Forbes, the head basketball coach of East Tennessee State, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And, you know, we've talked about it a little bit, and we've made mention. You know, you guys, by mid-major standards, are not small. And Florida, by power conference standards, is small. You're really staring in many ways. You guys, you're staring at a team in the mirror that's similar in style. Talk about some of the advantages that you have over Florida. I think it's your efficiency on the offensive end. Both of you pick it up and put it down. I think you're incredibly efficient on the offensive end. And I think you guys are pretty determined and dogged on defense. But let's hear it from the horse's mouth. You give us some of the advantages you see that you guys have over Florida.
Well, you just said it. I mean, we've scored the ball well all year long. You know, we're one of the top 40 teams in the country in scoring points per game, but we're top 10 in the country in team field goal percentage, right around the 50% mark. And so we're very efficient because we can play inside out. And once you can throw the ball inside and score, that really makes it easier for your perimeter players to make shots. You know, it opens it up. And so we have been able to do that all year long. I've always believed, you know, you got to recruit offense and coach defense. And I feel like the guys that we have on our team can score from all five positions. And when you can do that, it makes it a very hard guard. You know, I go back to when I was at my last year at Wichita. We played Notre Dame in the Sweet 16. And we had a really good team, but they were so good on offense. It was just, I can remember thinking, how are we going to guard these guys? You know, and when you can score in five spots, it puts a lot of pressure on the defense. The one thing that we've got to be able to do is take care of the ball. We play fast. And sometimes when you do that, you know, you turn the ball over, and that's what they're good at. You know, Florida's good at taking the ball away from you, as we are too. We can do the same thing, but we have got to really cut down on turnovers to have a chance to win this game.
So, Mike, the key with two teams that can really pick it up and put it down, both are efficient. I would say you're more efficient, but could the key to this game really be defense making offense? And a lot of times that's what happens. You know, in order for teams that like to play fast, they've got to be efficient on the defensive end. Could defense really be the key in this one?
I think no question. And like I just said, if we turn the ball over and let them score, you know, turning their – their defense into offense, it'll be harder for us. We've got to take care of the ball. And if we can do the other thing, we can turn them over and be and then control the glass. You know, that's the one thing, too. We've done a really pretty good job all year long of controlling the glass. If we can limit them, you know, to one shot, then we'll have a much better chance to win. And, you know, during the year, early in the middle of the year, we started to turn the ball over a little too much, and we've really done a lot better job of that lately, and I think that's really helped our team. We've won 13 of our last 15 games. And I think a lot of that has to do with our lack, you know, taking care of the ball.
Well, we never look ahead, Coach. I know you never look ahead, but you must have took a peek at the bracket. right well, you above know, you is Virginia and UNC Wilmington. You went to Wilmington and beat them on their floor, and Virginia really struggles to score in an offensive tournament. We could have a round two matchup between you guys again, and the winner headed to the second weekend.
Well, first of all, we lost at Wilmington. It was a tough game, but we lost. I look at it like this. If you're playing Virginia, it's like going to the dentist and getting your teeth pulled out. You know, you just kind of open your mouth and they just start extracting your teeth out. I don't know if that'll be a lot of fun or not. You talk about two polar opposites when it comes to style of play. You know, Tony's team, man, they're wired down. They play tough. They defend. They take care of the ball. And we're trying to fly up and down the court. So it'll be that would be a tough matchup. You know, with Wilmington, it'd be, I think fans would probably want to see that. They'd probably want to tune in. That thing would probably be up there in the hundreds the way we go up and down the court. You know, Kevin and I are good friends. We've known each other a long time. So, as you said, as a coach, you know, we don't look ahead. But, you know, you peek up there a little bit, obviously. And let me say this, you know, in my experience in the NCAA tournament, there's nothing more special than getting to the second weekend. You know, the first weekend's fun, you know, all these teams. But when you get down to 16 teams, that's when it really becomes special. And, you know, that's what we're shooting for. And I don't see any reason why that's not realistic for our team. You know, we have to go in there with that type of mindset and just get it done.
Final one before we let you run, Coach. You mentioned that mindset. Yeah, how do you make sure to keep a team like the East Tennessee State Buccaneers from just being happy to be there as opposed to saying, hey, guys, we got to go take care of business and we got to win and we want to get to the second weekend? Talk about getting that mindset instilled in these young men.
You know, I think it's because, you know, I think we're older. You know, we have six seniors. I don't think I don't see that in them. You know, like, hey, we're just happy to be here. We've had a very good week of practice. I'll give you, like, last night when they announced the bracket, we had an unbelievable crowd. We had 500 people in a banquet room with us to watch that. It was our 10th trip to the tournament, you know, as a school. And so everybody's excited. And one of my players, David Burrell, came up to me right after they announced. He said, Coach, we need to go practice right now. I'm like, no. Cool your jets, man. We got to watch some film, you know. But I think I just think our guys are ready to play. I really don't see that as an issue. I think they are focused on going down there and giving it their best. I don't think they're just excited to be here. They've kind of, you know, we've talked about it all year. This has been our ultimate goal, is to get to the NCAA tournament, not just to get there and play meaningful games in March, but win a meaningful game in March. And I think we can do that.
Coach, go make some noise in this NCAA tournament. No, you got a lot of film to watch, got a lot of work to do. Really do appreciate a few minutes. And as I've said all morning long, you're one of my favorites to wear Cinderella's glass slipper. And I think you have a real good chance to make it to the second weekend of this tournament. I wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Well, thanks a lot. I wore a 10 and a half, so you give me one of them slippers, all right? We surely wear it, okay, bud?
Thanks so much, Coach. Let's do it again soon. Right, good luck to you. Bye-bye now.
I look forward to it. Yep.
Steve Forbes, head basketball coach of the East Tennessee State Buccaneers, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. And we really got into their chances to move forward. And I do like their chances to make it to the second weekend. Things set up pretty well for them. More of the Spano and Black Attack next. We'll tie a bow around the college basketball talk. Start moving into the NFL talk as we move along through this hour. I'm Joe Spano. It's the Spano and Black Attack. No flipping.
Do
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Some would say that's the NCAA Men's College Basketball Committee, but the selection committee, I thought did a very, very good job. Again, want to thank Steve Forbes, the head man of the East Tennessee State Buccaneers, for joining us here on the Attack and giving us some insight into his team and their chances against the Florida Gators and beyond in the 2017 NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. Again, the Buccaneers are 13 seed in the East. They take on the number 4 seed Florida in what should be one of the better first-round matchups in the Men's College Basketball Tournament. I guess to kind of wrap up the college basketball talk, and we'll, in the last big segment of the show, we'll kind of dive into some NFL stories. I guess we see that the NIT selection committee, again, the NIT is put together by the NCAA. I guess they have a sense of humor as Syracuse is going to play UNC Greensboro in the first round of the NCAA tournament after the comments that Jim Boeheim made about Greensboro, North Carolina as a host city for the ACC tournament. So if you doubt that the selection committees sometimes factor in geography and matchups and different things and seeding things, don't doubt that. You know, obviously the NIT selection committee has said, it never entered our minds. They're lying. You know, obviously with the NIT, You know, the NCAA is the one that gets all the attention in the college basketball world. You know, the NIT needs any storylines it can get to command any attention. So that's the kind of storyline that will get the NIT that little blip of attention, as Jimmy Boeheim will take his Syracuse Orange to the NIT and they'll take on UNC Greensboro. So again, you know, in the college basketball world, it's all about the NCAA tournament. You know, the NIT and the CBI and these other college basketball tournaments, they're great experience for their teams. The teams can build upon this success, perhaps, and elevate themselves back into the NCAA tournament next year and in future years. But for those of us that cover the sport and for those of us that are fans, unless you're a passionate fan of the team, you're not giving the NIT, the CBI, or any of these other tournaments really any attention at all. So any storyline that brings eyes to the sets and brings attention to these tournaments, like having Syracuse play UNC Greensboro, it's not lost on their committee. Trust me. These things happen even in the NCAA tournament. They happen a lot less in the NCAAs because they don't need the extra help to bring the attention. In the NIT and other tournaments, it happens a lot more because they need every edge they can to get any attention and any eyes focused on their product. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, or at Sports Byline USA. And I guess the last one for me, you know, I'm looking at my Twitter, and I see a tweet from Dan Muller. He is the head basketball coach of Illinois State. And he put out the following tweet. And it's got a nice emoji of himself with an hourglass. And it says, "I'm waiting." He says, "ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, SEC, Pac-12, Big East. It's me again. Looking for home and home next year. Please call me for chance for quality road win, top 33 RPI." Again, Dan, I get it. You need to schedule better in your non-conference slate because of the hard times that the Missouri Valley has fallen on. And outside of yourselves in Wichita State right now, there's nobody in there that's worthy of any consideration for the NCAA tournament. And there's nobody else in your conference really that's in the top 100. So with that being the case, it's an even bigger focus for you to get some big-time non-conference matchups and a couple of big-time non-conference wins to pad your resume. And then instead of being on the outside looking in, you'd be in the NCAA tournament. Perhaps USC would be on the outside looking in. That said, I understand the right thing and the fair thing is for you guys to get a home and home. But if you want these matchups, these power conference teams are not going to give you the home and home. They don't want to schedule you anyway. But they certainly don't want to come to your building. And they don't want to give you the home and home. So if you really want these conferences and these power players to schedule you, Coach Muller, what you're going to have to do is make the ultimate sacrifice. And you're going to have to go to their building and not ask for a return. If you do that, you may have a fighting chance of getting a couple of these power conference teams to schedule you and pad your resume, whether through good losses on the road, or dare I say, you get wins versus power conference teams on the road, especially power conference teams that are either going to be in the NCAA tournament or right there in the discussion. That will certainly pad your resume. And what happened this year, despite 27 wins and a top 33 RPI, you won't be on the outside looking in. So, Coach, I understand the right thing would be for these power conference teams to give you a return and do a home and home, but you may have to make the ultimate sacrifice, again, as I said, in order for you to get what you want, and that is schedule the road-only game. Give them a one-shotter. Schedule a road-only. Put it on your calendar. Get it on your schedule for next year. And then if you have another 27-win year like this year, and you're right at the top of the valley along with Wichita State, you won't be on the outside looking in. And then if you keep doing that, you'll become like Wichita State. You'll have the gravitas to get these non-conference matchups and these home-and-home in the non-conference slate, like Wichita State does, like Gonzaga does, like to a lesser degree VCU does. You know, unfortunately, it takes some time to build that kind of gravitas, and in order to do it and kind of evolve out of being a mid-major program, even if you're in a mid-major conference, sometimes you're going to have to suck it up, try and play in some of the big boy tournaments, non-conference tournaments when you can, that have quality competition, try and find your way in there, or suck it up and take the deal where you don't get the return home game. Just go on a road, schedule that team, start winning those, and you will get scheduled again. I promise you. And this year, ESPN has to do a better job with Bracket Busters. That was where, you know, when they did Bracket Busters and did it well, that was where mid-majors all had an opportunity to get quality wins because they played each other. And they got those quality wins either in their building or on the road against tournament-worthy competition. You know, again, this was a terrible year for the mid-majors. And really, you know, as far as making at-large cases for those that didn't win their conference tournament, outside of Illinois State, who really did as a mid? You know, I don't consider the A-10 a mid-major conference. I consider the Big East, the ACC, the SEC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the Pac-12, the Big Six, power conferences. There's a step down from them, but there's a couple of conferences that I don't consider mid-majors, and then there's a bunch of mid-majors. We'll carry this basketball discussion over to the next segment, then we'll roll into some NFL as we take you home here on the Spano and Black Attack. No flipping.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, the Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on Sports Byline as we... as we roll through hour number two, I'm Joe Spano. If you want to join the conversation, 800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. Again, 800-878-7529 on Twitter, at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. And I guess to kind of wrap this discussion up, and we're talking about the lack of mid-major love in college basketball. And here's the realities, because we're talking about Illinois State and the tweet from Dan Mueller. Here's the realities. You've got six true power conference teams, power conference leagues: Big East, ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, SEC. Those are your true power conferences. There are two conferences that fall somewhere between mid-major and high major. And they are the A-10 and the AAC. And, you know, the A-10 on some years can send as many as four. They're not a mid-major. They are way beyond that. They are a multi-bid conference with enough depth from top to bottom to send multiple teams each and every year. And when that conference is right, it can send upwards of four teams. It's not a true power conference in that they always seem to leave very deserving teams on the wrong side of the bubble, tend to find their teams get underseeded. So they're not a true power conference. They're a step between the Big Six and the mid-majors. The other one is the AAC, with SMU, with Cincinnati. When UConn is right, Houston's pretty good now. They don't have the depth top to bottom, but they've got some pretty good programs, and they send multiple teams every year. They do tend to get underseeded as well. So I'll lump them in with the A-10. Then everybody else is mid-majors. The West Coast Conference right now has eclipsed the Missouri Valley as the best mid-major, because the West Coast Conference now has the kind of depth and talent top to bottom, something that was approaching the Missouri Valley from 5 and 10 years ago, when Creighton was there, when Southern Illinois played really well, when Wichita State was a regular tournament team, when Missouri State was always on the bubble and always seemed to get theirs popped and on the wrong side. Bradley would occasionally make the tournament. You know, there was a lot of depth in that conference. It was a 4, 5, 6 deep conference as far as teams either getting in the tournament or making a good case for it. Well, the West Coast Conference has replaced the Missouri Valley now as the top mid-major, with Gonzaga, with St. Mary's, with BYU. There's depth there. They're not as good as the Valley was in its height of 7, 8, 10 years ago, when Creighton, Wichita State, and a few of those other teams I mentioned were all good at the same time. But for a declining mid-major crop, they're the best of the bunch. And then after that, everybody else is really, you know, some leagues have more depth than others, but at the end of the day, they're all one-bid leagues. So the mid-majors have even less sway than they used to. And in order for you to end up breaking out beyond your conference and not being considered a mid-major as a mid-major the way Gonzaga has, you're going to have to take it on the chin and not necessarily beg for those home and homes. You're going to have to go on the road, play these power conference teams, and not expect the return date. It's just the way it is. And if Dan Mueller wants to elevate Illinois State to the heights that Wichita State, Gonzaga, and others have elevated themselves as mid-majors, who are treated in many cases, especially with Gonzaga, as a high major. That's what you're going to have to do. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, 800-878-7529. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56 or at SportsByline USA. I guess a couple of other stories that will move out of the college basketball and into the NFL real quick as we go out the door. Again, tomorrow, a lot of the focus will be on the college basketball world. We'll see what we can line up as far as some more coaches who have punched their ticket to the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, maybe an analyst. We'll certainly have a preview of Tuesday's first four action from Dayton, Ohio as well, and whatever other stories come up in the world of sports. But let's dive into the world of the NFL. And this story to me is strange. And it's the never-ending saga of Tony Romo. Is he being traded? Is he going to be released? I know he's not going to be a Cowboy next year. It's just not going to happen. But there's always the thought of, will he be traded? Will he be released? And I've read differing stories on different days that they have trade partners, they don't have trade partners, teams do want to trade, teams don't want to trade. Here we go. If I'm the Houston Texans, and I've talked about this a lot, their window of opportunity is very quickly closing. As Tennessee and Jacksonville and maybe even Indy will pass them before too long in the AFC South. Both Tennessee and Jacksonville have a ton of salary cap money and are accumulating a wealth of talent. And they will put together more talented rosters than Houston will be able to sustain. Tennessee has their quarterback. Houston does not. It's a quarterback-driven league. Tony Romo's not a long-term answer for Houston, but he could be a short-term answer that will allow them to climb through this window while it's still open before Tennessee and Jacksonville and Indy with Andrew Luck shut the window on the Houston Texans. So I understand there's risk with Romo, the size of the salary, the brittleness, the fact that you may be giving up an asset for somebody that nobody else wants to trade for. But if I'm the Houston Texans, I would stop messing around. And I would make sure I get my man. You move Brock Osweiler off that roster because, you know, so you could clear the salary cap space. And because of the incident with Bill O'Brien, well, he's not there anymore. It cost you an asset to move him, and that's fine. But now you need a quarterback. You have an opportunity to win right now before this division takes shape and everybody else in this division leaves you behind. Sometimes you got to pay and overpay for a chance to climb through an open window before it slams closed on you. And that's what I see for the Houston Texans. So in my mind, whether there's a trade partner for the Cowboys or not, if I'm the Houston Texans, give the Cowboys a pick in this year's draft. Just pay the price. And I get what a lot of people are saying, and I get what people in that Houston front office would be saying. Well, we don't want to part with more assets. You know, we've got to keep this team together. We've got to stay competitive. We've got to continue to be able to fortify that roster. And I understand all that. And I get the forward thinking. But you got to think for right now. The window's open. It may not be open for that much longer. Especially because you're not bad enough that you're going to be able to find a long-term quarterback. And Tony Romo's not a long-term quarterback. He's about as durable as wet Kleenex. But that said, certainly doesn't come without risk, but the potential for reward here is tremendous. As I don't know how many elite teams there are in the AFC in 2017, I certainly have a feeling in their division things are going to change an awful lot by 2018. So if I'm the Texans, even if you're competing for a trade with yourself, give the Cowboys a mid-round pick in the 2017 draft. They could certainly use it because they now have to go shopping for a right tackle with the expected retirement of Doug Free. So now that great offensive line of the Cowboys is down It's down its worst starter, but it's down a starter nonetheless, and they have to plug somebody in at right tackle. And maybe they move Lyle Collins outside to tackle and move one of the young guys in at guard. That remains to be seen. But certainly a mid-round pick would not hurt the Cowboys as they continue to restock and reshape that roster to build upon last year's big success. The quarterback they found, the running back they found, the great offensive line. They brought back some of their key weapons. They're building some additional pieces on defense. So for me, if I'm Houston, I stop messing around. You've already parted with an asset to get Osweiler off the roster. Part with another one to get Tony Romo on the roster. You cleared the cap space. Just do it. Why are you messing around? You actually take the chance that if you don't make the deal, because I know if you made the deal, he'd go to Houston. It's in-state. There's a chance to compete when you look at the rest of the talent that's on that roster offensively and what that defense can offer. Why wouldn't you go there? You'd be happy to go there. But if you leave him to his own devices, he may end up in Denver as John Elway's quarterback. And whether the Broncos are interested in trading for him or not, that I don't know. And sometimes you get in these positions where you compete with yourself. In this case, I'm okay with it. Send them a fourth-round pick and be done with it. They'll be thrilled because there is no market for them right now. Just do it. Get them on your roster. Show them that you love and appreciate them. Get a quality. Make sure you have a quality backup in behind them. And go to war in 2017 and throw caution to the wind. And go for it this year and maybe, just maybe, you can secure the biggest prize of all. Before everybody in that division passes you, the Lombardi Trophy. We'll see. You know, the story changes every day. But I really do believe my approach to this is the most logical approach and in many ways the smartest approach for the Houston Texans, who could find themselves bypassed by everybody. Guys like Bill O'Brien, the head coach, and Rick Smith, the general manager, both out. And all of a sudden, the next thing you know, they're rebuilding. It's my thoughts. My opinions are my own. Just give it some thought as far as how this is all going to unfold. And I guess the last story, the other quarterback news out of the NFL, Nick Foles going to go back up. Carson Wentz in Philadelphia. Again, smart, sound move. I guess Chase Daniel will be on the hop. But again, this is a situation where, you know what? You make sure you have a quality backup quarterback for your starter. The Eagles are looking to turn the corner and build upon some of the good things that happened last year. And they see themselves as something of a contender. Well, if you see yourself as something of a contender, you need a backup quarterback who, if he has to go in the game, your season's not over. And the truth is, if Nick Foles has to go in the game because Carson Wentz is down and injured, your season is not over. So with that being the case, this is, again, value of the backup quarterback. Smart, sound option for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think more teams are going to have to start valuing that backup quarterback. And failing to do so will pay dire consequences for those teams that deem and see themselves as a contender. You'd better have a backup quarterback. I've said it before, and I'm not going to say it over and over again. When you're a contender, or you see yourself as a contender, the backup quarterback has some great value and is an important tool. We'll tie a bow around this great Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack next here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is. All right, Robert, I'm going.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Another great edition. We always bring you the hardest hitting sports talk, the latest news, the most insightful interviews. It's always fun here on the Spano and Black Attack, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Remember, follow me on Twitter at Span56, but most importantly, follow the network here on Twitter at SportsByline USA, and take advantage of getting all the latest 411 on what's coming up on Sports Byline, what's next. Also, you can make sure to find out what's coming up on Best of Byline. It's a two-hour block on weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 3 to 5 Pacific time, Monday through Friday. So if there's anything that you missed, like all the great sports talk today, and you want to catch it, go to Best of Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on go to at Sports Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on Best of Byline. And whether it's something from the Spano and Black Attack, whether it's something from Titillating Sports, whatever, but you'll get a chance to catch those things that you couldn't hear earlier in the day because your schedule got in the way. Well, great edition of the Attack is in the books. Special thanks to Robert. Of course, special thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to the Spano and Black Attack, stay there. I'm Joe Spano. Until we meet again, good day, all.